The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, somewhere out on the campaign trail. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Yes, woke up here in Florence having our first bus stop today. This is day three of the Governor and I's bus tour through the state. So we started out in Florence today. We'll be heading to Murrells Inlet this afternoon, and we will be cheering on our chance in Conway for the Coastal Carolina game tonight. We'll be tailgating with Russell Fry. We'll have some great people with us and just encouraging everybody at this part of the state to come out and say hello.
All right. Very exciting. I've been keeping up with this on Facebook. I got a question for you, though, sort of a logistics thing here. So how does this work? I mean, like, do you drive part of the time and the governor drives part of the time, or how does that work?
I don't think you want either the governor or I driving that big bus around the street, so I want everybody to know they're safe. But no, we have a wonderful bus driver that knows what he's doing, getting us safely. That thing is so big. Like, when we turn, you almost think you're going to take things out, and he does a great job not taking out anybody. So, but we will be in Greenville, Joey. I hope everybody that's listening will come out and see us. We're going to be at Stacks. Just across from Cherrydale on Poinsett Highway at 1 o'clock on Monday. So we would love to see everybody, people in Spartanburg. We're going to be at the Beacon on Sunday.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes. Everybody come on out and see us. I think it's 1 o'clock. You know, Joey, I can't get more than a day out or I'll get scared and lost and confused. But no, so I'm pretty sure it's 1 o'clock. At the Beacon in Spartanburg on Sunday. So I'm hoping that we get a big crowd out. I like to think I'm the hometown girl, so I want everybody to come out and see us and shake hands. We've been taking lots of pictures, and it's very encouraging, the enthusiasm around the state, the amount of people that have come out and thanked the governor, thanked him for not closing our state down, thanked him for the way he handled COVID, you know, likes what we're doing, likes the fact that we work with the General Assembly to get things done, to move our state forward and do good things for people. So it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful to be out here and hear everybody that's come out.
Yeah, these things can be a lot of fun, and just getting out there and talking with people and meeting people. So as you've done so, first off, have you had a lot of people say that they have been participating in early voting?
Yes, we have. You know, that has been a message that I've been talking about at every single stop. And last night, Joey, I got to share this with you. We were at the Citadel, and we had an endorsement from the veterans for McMaster Evatt. We're very proud of that endorsement. That and the sheriff's endorsement has just been something that's very near and dear to me. But Medal of Honor Livingston, General Livingston, was there, and he gave such a passionate talk about voting. He said, you know, he told everybody to get off their butt and do their civic duty. But he said, when you go and you pull that lever, you are not just pulling it for yourself or your family or the candidate that you want. You are pulling it for all the men and women who have died in all the conflicts since our country existed, because they should have not given up their life in vain. And it really had most of us like teary-eyed because he was so passionate. You know, obviously being a general, being so decorated, he has seen his fair share of wars in his lifetime. And to hear it come from his mouth, I wish everybody could have been there to hear it and see it, because it was very inspiring.
Yeah, sure. What have been some of the big issues that have been on the minds of voters. I mean, we read about, you know, the national issues and, of course, the economy, the inflation. But is that pretty much the same issues that you're hearing people talk about as you're out and about?
You know, people have been coming out and thanking us, Joey. You know, a lot of the issues, at least in our race, right? Yeah. We talk about those national issues, but we can't stop them. We can't get the U.S. to be energy independent again. But what we can do is what we're talking about. We can keep creating jobs. Mm-hmm. We can keep making scholarships for our citizens to get skilled up through our technical colleges to make sure that we're creating a workforce. But what we're hearing a lot is about education and our children. And people really are fed up. First of all, they're fed up being lied to by the Democrats. And we see that all the time. My goodness, just watch Joe Biden's press secretary. And she'll tell you that we have nobody crossing the border, right? Like,
oh, yes.
That's not happening. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not happening. We're tired of being lied to. Don't tell us CRT isn't happening in our classrooms because our teachers are calling it out. And our parents are giving us examples, the governor and I, that gets to our desk and we hear it every single time. Don't tell us we don't have inappropriate books in our libraries because we do. We've seen them. The governor has seen it with his own eyes. It's unbelievable.
That's not an issue, though. According to Lisa Ellis last night in the debate, we're making that an issue. That's really not an issue.
I saw it, Joey, you know, when the first books came out and the governor instructed our staff to get a copy so he could see exactly what people were talking about. I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed as an adult.
Yes.
And as a mother, I was appalled that something like that could be in our middle school. And so it is happening. And it is a problem. And what we're hearing is thank you for standing up. Thank you for believing us. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's where people were getting disenchanted about. And you see that with the Democrats, right? They are the deniers. This is not happening. This is an isolated incident. People are tired of not being taken seriously. And that is a big thing that they're talking. Just thank you for believing us. Thank you for acting on it. People want to see four more years of a governor and lieutenant governor who take them seriously, who worry about promoting this state because they love this state. And how do we get jobs here? The best thing we can do to curb inflation from a state level is to create great paying jobs, to teach our kids work ethic, to make sure that we are schooling up the workforce of tomorrow and bringing our parents back into the classroom. Making sure they know what's going on. And if, you know, the governor and I, we're hoping for four more years to bring about school choice because parents and Ellen did a great job on her debate last night. You know, I got to watch it on our way here to Florence and, you know, she said it. Parents should be able to choose the best options for their child. And Tim Scott's quote will go down in history that a zip code should not determine the success of your child, right?
Exactly.
And so I think those, you know, that's what we're going to get with Ellen Weaver. We need to see a huge red wave. And Joey, I'm very optimistic. I hope you're seeing the same thing as I am. But I mean, a month ago, nobody thought Gretchen Whitmer was not going to even be something that the Republicans should even look at as a race. As of this morning, it is a 2-point race. 2 points. I mean, we're seeing that across the country. The only thing that will beat us is complacency. So as General Livingston said, you better all get off your butts.
Yep.
And you can early vote, get your ID and go to a polling place, look it up. They're all around us. We're seeing great turnout.
And I've made that real easy. All you have to do is text the keyword vote to 877-235-9405. Our text line here at the radio station, just text the keyword vote. I'm going to send you a quick link and you can see exactly where you go to early vote. You have until the end of day Saturday to early vote. And then of course, all day on Tuesday November the 8th. But just text the keyword vote if you have any question on where to show up. As we were talking, I was looking here at your schedule. Wow. All right. So tomorrow, Newberry, you're going to be in Newberry at Bill and Fran's restaurant. And then now this is a good one here. In Greenwood at noon at Fat Daddy's Barbecue. Now, have you ever been to Fat Daddy's?
I have been to Fat Daddy's, and it is amazing.
Chris and his team at Fat Daddy's do an amazing job there. You're in for a treat there. So, you know, head out to Fat Daddy's tomorrow at lunch if you want to say, as the Lieutenant Governor was saying, thank you for the job they're doing. Then you're going to make your way over to Aiken. And then Saturday, Berkeley, Somerville, and then as you mentioned, Sunday, Spartanburg at the Beacon. That'll be at 12:30. Then making your way over to Seneca at the Seneca Family Restaurant. And I heard some people, I was at the Oconee Republican Men's Club last week, and a lot of people were excited about the fact that you guys are going to be in Seneca on Monday. And then wrapping things up in Greenville at Stack's Original. So, and that's at 12 noon. In Greenville on Monday. So you got a lot of work to do, so I need to let you go.
Well, Joey, yes, but you know what? It is really a labor of love. I can't say it enough. I'm so honored to be Lieutenant Governor of this great state and to serve the people of South Carolina. I'm asking for their vote. I hope they're going to give me 4 more years to carry this title and keep doing the great work that the governor and I are doing here in this state.
Yep. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Ebbett, you guys be safe out there, and we look forward to seeing you when you make your way to the upstate here in just a couple of days.
Thank you so much, Joey. I look forward to talking to you next week, talking about the big red wave that happened on Tuesday.
There you go. Pamela Ebbett, Lieutenant Governor. It is always a pleasure.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.